Happy Thanksgiving, folks. I'm thankful we're actually just got into this third try to start this episode.
I couldn't get the thing right. I kept doing wrong things. I hit the mute. I hit the song wrong. I didn't have the logo. This is our third try.
Third try's a charm. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. This is Happy with one down, five up.
And this is Kyle, and I am thankful that that worked.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving might be my favorite holiday.
Are you serious?
Is it because of the food?
It's because of the turkeys.
The turkeys.
And I think turkeys get a bad play. Like, everyone, no one likes turkey. Like, they're always about, they're about ham and, you know, all that.
Ham's not, that's Easter thing.
Turkey gets a bad play. Like, turkey is actually pretty good.
I know.
Yeah, everyone plays down the turkey.
Who cooks the turkey in your house?
Kim.
Do you cook at all?
Yeah.
What?
Things. I cook, okay?
Nuking things in the microwave is not cooking, Joe.
I cook.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I just throw it in the microwave.
I think the turkey just gets a bad rap. Like, you know, that it's dry and it's not, you know, it's...
Do you know how to cook a turkey?
Yes.
Do you know how to make it so that it's actually the breasts are moist?
Yeah, we actually, at our house, I don't know if you care or not.
I do.
We actually put a Foster's beer inside of our turkey.
Foster's. It's Australian for beer.
Yeah, it's Foster's beer because it's large and it fits inside the turkey quite right.
God.
Hold on. Since we got on the subject, we're going.
We're going all the way.
Then we put the turkey in an oven bag, right?
Okay.
Because that what keeps it nice and moist.
All right. Australian beer.
Yeah, we season the turkey, and then we baste it throughout the cooking process inside this oven bag, and I bet you it would hands down beat your turkey.
I would like to take this turkey challenge.
Well, I'll tell you what. On Friday, I will bring some of my turkey in, and on Friday, you bring some of your turkey in, and we will turkey this thing until we can't see who wins.
Do you hear crickets right now?
I hear crickets.
Is that jackass Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle,
why are we talking about turkey?
Because it's Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, okay? And there's an actual art to cooking a Thanksgiving dinner.
You know what? I have never done it, and I will never do it. Cooking is not my place.
See, so don't. Then if you want, come on down to my house, okay? Okay. I'm not going to have a Foster's Australian beer can shove up my turkey's ass, but I do cook a mean turkey, all right? I actually do the cooking for Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
And... I found that the key to it is when I was in Afghanistan, we used to have AFN Network.
I love how you figured this out in Afghanistan.
I figured this out in Afghanistan. That and flapjacks, okay? Pancakes. There was a cooking show, and that was the only channel we could watch. So, like, sometimes it was like one channel, but that was the episode that was on. So that's what we're stuck watching. And
I hear things get heated on that show.
Where's your chichis?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You are so horrible with that board today. You were all over the place.
Hey, I was focusing on the joke. I didn't even use it last episode.
I know you didn't. You know, that was
two things didn't happen last episode.
I didn't use
the board. And what's the other one?
Abby didn't cuss.
No, Kim didn't call.
Kim did not call.
Hello, is Kim? No, it's not Kim.
No, not Kim. All right. But what I found out. Going back to this.
Okay.
You cook your turkey breast down.
Okay.
That way it soaks up all the juices because that's
all
the oils and the grease and the stuff like that.
You put slits in it or something so that way it
can grab it. Shove garlic and put that in the turkey.
So you're upset about, you know, Joe shoving a Foster thing up its ass, but...
I will cut up a turkey. Garlic, you can never have too much garlic.
Yeah, but you're shoving garlic up its ass?
No, it's kind of, but I mean, I cut the breast open and I put garlic in there and just shove it and push it in pieces.
I hope no one is listening to this going, oh, okay, yeah, this sounds like a great
idea. It's a great idea. You freaking cook your turkey breast upside down, or turkey upside down, so that way it soaks up all the juices.
Okay, well.
Why wouldn't it soak the juices the other way?
Because it's mainly meat. It's all your dark meat on the bottom then.
That's the part I want the juiciest is dark meat.
Well, I rotate them, actually. I'll rotate it at some points. It's really complex. The first time I tried to do this, though, I did not get a good-looking turkey at the end. I got a great taste of turkey. I did not get a good-looking one.
I understand.
It completely just fell apart, and that was that. But anyways.
And we want to welcome you to Cooking Tips with your turkey.
Yeah. It's happy. I mean, it's Happy Thanksgiving. It's something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's happy with Happy Thanksgiving.
How to stuff your turkey. How a turkey stuffs a turkey.
So, okay, speaking of other Thanksgiving traditions right now, do you do the whole I'm thankful thing?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big I'm thankful for because, I mean, you got to think. So many people don't have it as good as, you know, everyone does. Okay. And you got to be thankful for it.
So.
You got to think to be thankful.
Can you give us a sneak preview?
Yeah, so if let's say we're right now we're eating Thanksgiving dinner.
We're not eating yet. We're talking about being thankful first.
Our plates are in front of us with my good turkey that's on it.
Your beer butt Australian turkey.
Yeah, so I would
You know start, Australia doesn't even celebrate Thanksgiving, right?
They probably do their own Thanksgiving.
No pilgrims were
I think
helped
Australia
by Indians.
Is very close to being English anyway.
Right. No.
So, and that's the pilgrims came over here from England. So,
yeah, exactly. They were escaping oppression.
Whatever. Anyway, so my thankfulness would go, you know, I'm thankful for my family. Of course, they're healthy. Thank for their health. Thank for my job. Yay. Thankful for working for Indian. I could be working for Harley Davidson.
Oh.
You know? And then also thankful for, you know, all y'all. I mean, I have y'all in my life, so that's very
Aww.
Thankful.
Aww. No. I don't even have a thank for that. That's just
okay.
Yeah, how would your thankful thing go?
Well, I will definitely say that I'm thankful that Kim did not interrupt our episode so far. No, I'm joking. I'm thankful for my family. Okay. It's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's very bigger.
A lot bigger.
Like tripled overnight.
It pretty much did. All right. And it could possibly be getting bigger.
Is Jess pregnant?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No,
that's
don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Nailed it.
Boom.
Working on it.
No. No, I'm hoping that my son's going to come down from Pittsburgh with his mom. I'm hoping that he's going to actually be coming into the house now. I mean, then we, of course, just more people. Definitely thankful for my job. I did not expect when I got out of the military, it was really weird. Like, everyone talks about the transition coming out of the military, but I think I found a really nice home.
Yeah, I think you had one of the more smoother transitions. Some guys don't get it as smooth as you got it.
That's for sure. No, I think that's because you guys put up with my shenanigans more so than anyone else. Just like that whole thing that happened a couple weeks ago where, you know, I came in for Veterans Day.
And you did a burnout on the white pavement.
Well, yeah. I had bad luck on the pavement before.
Yeah, you have bad luck when it comes to burnouts.
I do.
Brand new.
White pavement. Yes, the brand new white pavement.
How long has that pavement been there?
Maybe 2-3 months.
Yeah, it's been longer than that.
It hasn't. Maybe. Okay.
It's turning black now.
I would say 6 months. Okay.
6 months.
Well, you know, it still looks great after I had to clean it.
Yeah,
we were constantly trying to get him to learn how to do a burnout, you know.
I know. This was a struggle, okay? So I'm thankful that I kind of learned how to do a burnout.
Mm-hmm. You can do it.
He can do a burnout in one gear. He stays in the first
gear. I don't know how to switch it, and I end up melting my wiring harness. Did you hear about that?
No.
I'm such an idiot. I'm such an idiot.
What is the wiring harness, like close to the tire, and that's what melted?
It was the zip ties that hold the wiring harness above my tire, keeps it off my tire. I ended up melting those, dropped the wiring harness down. It got snagged by the tire and wrapped up underneath the pulley. So I'm thankful that my bike is actually still running. All right.
Wow.
but.
Oh. All right. Let's
oh,
go.
My
hey,
God.
Are we?
Oh. I don't know. I don't think it's
I was too
linked.
Soon.
It's not linked, is it?
It should
is she
be.
Calling? Is that her?
No,
that was Gavin.
It's Gavin.
Oh,
how'd you not
his
have
son.
His phone linked? It's
we haven't done it yet. I mean, you could put it up to the mic, but that's about as much
no,
as I can do right now.
Connect the thing.
Let's see.
Beat
here.
Studio Buds? What's it called? Rode?
Yeah,
it's Rodecaster right there.
There you go.
You connected?
You're connecting.
You might have to change it on there.
Yeah, all right.
All right, he's on. He's live on there.
Gavin, can you hear us?
Yeah.
What's up? You're on the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. He said, wow.
We're literally just going through our thankful Thanksgiving things. And I was like, I'm thankful we got through an episode without Joe's family calling. And then literally you called right after. So thank you. I'm actually thankful that you called. I miss you.
Miss you too, bro.
So what'd you need, son?
Oh, Should I use my DeMarini or my wood bat today?
I would go with the DeMarini.
Are you sure it's kind of cold out?
It's inside.
He's inside?
Which one do you swing faster, do you think?
Start with the
wood bat. Start with the wood bat, then switch out.
Which one's heavier, Gav?
All right.
Hey, Gav.
The DeMarini.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for Thanksgiving? This is our Thanksgiving episode, okay? What are you thankful for?
My family and baseball.
Man, it's like you're speaking. You reaching my soul or something like there.
Dingers. I'm thankful for dingers.
I wish I could hit those, but I can't.
It's all right. We're working towards that.
Let's go with the DeMarini. If it's heavier, swing the DeMarini. That way you come around faster with the wood bat later on.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Gav.
Love you. Bye.
All right.
Well,
I threw that one. That was a harmless one.
That wasn't too bad.
That wasn't bad.
We had to. I need to leak that up now first.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I thought that was gonna be a serious problem.
Then again, he walked away after the first one. So hey, whatever.
Whatever. Anyways, family, my job. I'm definitely the friendship I got from you two. I did not see that one coming. I'll say that straight up.
Well, there's a chief.
I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, what are you thankful for, Kyle?
I would definitely say family as well. I'm thankful for pretty much family as well as friends. All my friends, whether it be at work or whatever. I'm thankful for my job, both my jobs. This is just a part-time kind of thing that I have going on, but I love it. I absolutely love working for all the stores. No gripe.
I thought this was actually your full-time job when I first met you.
Well, I do a lot. I mean, I'm not trying to say, you know, I don't, but at the same time, like, I do full-time work with my dad. I don't want to leave my dad. Love my family. and then this is my part-time job that I work at nights and on Saturdays, you know, some days here and there. Today's a Monday Monday, but, you know. Hear while everything's going on. I don't know if they can hear that, but the bike was just rolling on.
I gotcha. Are you thankful for anything else? Is there anything else you think you could be thankful for?
I'm thankful for motorbikes.
Is there anything else you think you could be thankful
sorry,
for?
Sorry, I had to bring up the motorbikes.
Motorbike. Oh, yeah. I don't know why it's the word
Kyle,
that got stuck.
I'm going to say.
Kyle, look at my eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm very thankful for my wonderful girlfriend that is right behind me that doesn't want to be on the podcast, but she's probably staring at me very intently. Yeah. So we'll just go with that.
I know. She's like really.
But she's part of the family now.
She's
you know,
nice.
She, you know, yeah. To an extent. You know, she's
to an extent. Part of the
family. Mm-hmm. Don't want
Are you
going to
be like Beyonce?
Wait, what?
If you like it, you can put a ring on it.
No, we're not there yet.
How long have we been dating?
Like girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, girlfriend or your boyfriend. I don't know. I didn't know you had both.
3 months? 2 months? What? Oh, 4 months? 5? Okay, 5 months.
Wow, you're horrible.
Wow, would you just start naming numbers? Like
well,
one,
you know,
one,
when,
three,
when,
five, two,
when,
seven.
When you found the one, you your just, time flies by.
Wow. Yeah, that's what my wife says also. Yeah. She found the one, and she's like, it feels like I've been married to you forever.
Yeah.
It's like not the case at all.
Is it hot in here?
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. All right. So what are some other things, Thanksgiving traditions? You have the thankful one. You have the turkey dinner.
I think that another tradition is people go Black Friday shopping the day after.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I know.
And that Cyber Monday, too.
I'm not really too big on Cyber. I like the touch and feeling.
True.
I like the crowds being able to fight them, like push through them and stuff.
That was one of the first stories. Oh,
I'm so skinny, I can't fight them.
Yeah, those things get me pumped. Like, I'm telling you, Walmart used to have this Black Friday, you know, when they used to do it the right after Thanksgiving dinner, like, actual Thursday, and like the second that like they would actually start it, and all the roar of the crowd, like, everyone's diving and trying to grab stuff. It's absolutely like pumped.
You get pumped. You like to see the possible fights. Like it's something like nothing brings
like,
in the
I don't
even
grab spirit. Nothing. I just sit back and drink. Like I'm just like got my drink in my hand. I'm just like yeah.
Look at that guy. He just punched that girl for the TV.
I'm normally like go Kim, go. You know Kim's in there trying.
I would
to
not
want to
fight Kim for a TV.
I'm telling you, I've been there many times, and it's like Kim grabbing, you know, pulling other person.
And
pulling.
I'm sure you know what it sounds like in there because you're on the phone with her.
Yeah, I'm there with her. I'm not on the phone. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Do you guys have like the game set headsets? Like, okay, hey, direct it to the right, 6D, go there.
60% off, 60%.
Yeah.
We
train at the house for it and all that.
Really?
It used to be a thing, but now that they don't do it on Thursdays, it's not as. They do it Friday. And
Friday morning, that's way too much. That's way too early.
I got to work. So it's that. Yeah. They killed my fun. Thank Walmart. Thank you.
They killed your fun by preserving the holiday spirit of, you know, Thanksgiving holiday spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay, so, but a lot of stores are doing Black Friday earlier, like Black Friday month.
Yeah, for sure. We started Black Friday early, like 2 weeks early.
Even with us, we did. Yeah. That's what you're talking about, right? Yep,
just trying to get, you know, trying to get the spirit going.
I mean,
I promise you, if you come to our store, though, you won't have the crowd and the having to fight someone for stuff.
I will definitely say this is going to be our third Black Friday, right?
Yep.
Has it been a different experience than in Fayetteville?
No, same Black Friday.
No, different experience of Black Friday, like at the store, like when you're at Baker.
Here.
Don't talk too much, Chunk. They can hear us.
I don't know. Like, it's a different experience, probably just because it's Fayetteville. I don't know. We haven't seen
you this. Hyped it more. Okay, the first couple Black Fridays you hyped it. So this
will be our third Black Friday. Let's judge it after this Black Friday.
All right.
Because we'll be in the town for 2 years. People know us enough now to actually come to us.
Okay.
And BAC, I mean, you got to think. They've been here for 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And we've already got a bunch of stuff out.
Yeah, it seems like whenever you hype something, like, this is going to be the day, dude. It's going to be like freaking, get ready. We're going to be madhouse. It's been like, where's your cricket button? You totally missed that cue. Oh my God, you failed miserably. Cricket.
Yeah.
Don't even bother anymore.
It's right there.
It takes
me.
Well, you know, I tell you what, this Black Friday is going to be amazing. It's going to be pumping.
Bet.
No, I mean, I know it is. There's nothing to bet. Okay. I mean, I know it's going to be amazing.
All right.
We're doing 30% off.
We have a 30% off table.
We have a 25% off table.
We have all these slew of FTRs and FTR Junior Minis in stock.
And they're 15% off.
And I know y'all are at Battleship, but that's happening everywhere. At BAC, where we're at now, it's happening. It's happening at BMS, Baker Motorsports. It's happening at Pirate Ship as well. Every store, every one of our sister stores, brother stores, whatever the heck you want to call it.
The Baker Enterprise.
There you go. We're all doing crazy deals for Black Friday. So if you want to get something for somebody that you love,
so what do you get people? Okay, so say
you could get them one of those exhausts that you posted. Oh. You made me want a freaking
chief. Did that make you want a chief?
Yeah. So for context, there's basically a video that Happy put out, and it's got a chief in it. You did like the stock exhaust, which sounds fine, but you know it's stock exhaust.
It's horrible.
It's a stock exhaust.
It's atrocious.
But then you put a tab?
No, that's a Fab 28.
Fab 28? Oh, gosh.
I've been after Tab. I've been after Tab for a while to give me an exhaust, okay? I love Tab for everything they do, so I'm not knocking them. I mean, I have run Tabs on my Springfield. It's a great, great exhaust. I found the Fab 28. Well, I didn't. Me and Stacy did. And it's absolutely amazing, this exhaust. And it's a 2-in-1 performance exhaust.
I just found it online. So here's stock on the Chief.
There's got to be a bear exhaust.
That's happening. That's the Fab. Oh,
it was
it made me want a freaking chief so bad. I was showing my girlfriend, which I'm very thankful for. Just want to say that real quick.
Oh, you're late. You're too late. Like, just like the cricket noises.
But yeah, I was showing her and she's like, oh, I like it. But
she'll be way more comfortable on that than on your.
Yeah. Just no wheelies. That's the only thing that sucks.
You could probably wheel this shit out of that.
I'm not joking. I've got the Grom. I've got the FZ or, you know, MT, whatever you want to call it. I would probably get rid of the Grom to get that, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I want to get rid of anything.
Why would you get rid of anything? Is the Grom paid for?
Yeah, everything's paid for.
Then why would you get rid of your toys?
Because I need a little bit extra cash to afford the Chief. Not that it's like the stupid expensive
bike. I'm pretty
bike,
sure you know a guy that could get you stuff.
Maybe I should go talk to Carson.
I think.
Or maybe I should go talk to you.
He totally blew past us. He tried to do a Carson deal on us. Yep.
Hey, I know who's in charge.
Yeah. Us two.
Oh, sorry. I missed my cue.
Anyways, yeah, that's a Fab 28 exhaust. Yeah. I do have them in stock. Okay, I have more coming.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to, like, breeze past everything, but, like, to bring it back to what you said, what's some other things? Like, I know, like, a lot of people get those little bells that they put on bikes and stuff.
The Gremlin bells.
That makes everybody happy.
That's a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
I mean,
Especially, yeah, because the Gremlin Bill has to be bought for you. You can't buy it yourself.
Correct.
So why not buy it during a holiday season?
And that's why I've never gotten one, because nobody loves me, apparently.
Oh, key girlfriend. Key,
key girlfriend. Girlfriend Link. Over here. Link. Look over here. He's Gremlin saying Bill. He wants a Gremlin Bill for Christmas.
Yeah.
Thumbs See? Up.
Do you, See not, do so you
don't, have, don't know
don't,
what the hell.
I don't have a Gremlin Bill on my bikes.
Well, you know.
I've lost more Gremlin Bills. I've had them.
That's because the Gremlins grabbed them.
I know.
That was on the road.
So yeah, my wife, sliding. I was getting ready to go on my first cross-country trip. And my wife was still in Alaska. And she was adamant that I go to the post office before I start this trip to go pick up a package. And it ended up being a Gremlin Bell. She goes, you're not going cross-country without a Gremlin Bell. Now, the funny thing is, every time I've ever gone down or had a mishap on my bike, I've always had a Gremlin Bell on my bike.
But see, this is the thing I like. But did you die?
So there's a thing.
Kind of like when Liam comes into the house crying with a scraped knee. I'm like, but did you die?
You're right. So maybe the Gremlin Bell is
kept
working.
You alive.
Maybe kept me alive.
Yep.
I know the biggest thing I will never do, I will never have another person's Gremlin Bell on my bike.
That's a big no-no. Cool.
That's a yeah, huge.
That's like wearing someone else's underwear. I just don't think I'd want to do that.
Or wearing underwear at all.
Yeah, that's cool. That's you.
Gosh, too far. Too far.
That's all right, though. All right. So, what other things? I mean, what happens when you get...
I hate. I mean, you know, I have like 15 packages Christmas morning. I'm pumped. 14 of them will be socks and one will be underwear or something. It's absolutely crazy at my house.
See, if you don't wear underwear, you don't ever have to worry about that gift.
Then I would have 15 things.
The problem is you have to tell everyone, and it's very...
No, it's actually a surprising thing is that anytime I've ever gotten underwear, it's always been at Christmas because my family's like, hey, maybe you might want to wear this. I'm like, oh, hey, thanks for the worthless gift. So, all right.
Yeah,
what other things?
I mean,
I mean, for bikers and stuff, obviously, if you know what bike they ride, you get them a shirt, you get them a hoodie, you get whatever.
If you come into the store and say, hey, I don't know what to get my husband, he rides X, I promise you, we will hold your hand through the whole process.
If you just bring me a picture of what your husband or wife rides.
That would help a lot.
If you bring me a picture, I can offer that customer experience that we like to pride ourselves on.
Yep.
And I will find out some things.
So what I'm doing now is I challenge everybody, let's get a little bit better holiday experience this year. Let's step out of our comfort zone. Let's throw the socks in. The stocking stuffers for the socks and for the underwear.
They're probably really nice.
Come
socks.
Into the store. Nobody wants them. Go. I mean, even if you're not even close to our store, go into a local motorcycle store and let's step up and let's get them actually a good present this year. Let's get
helmets.
Them something
helmets. There's a ton of different helmets that have just come out. I mean, everyone is. I know all the manufacturers are trying to get their stuff in for the stores by Christmas time frame. They're trying to get their pre-orders in. They're trying to get the new 2022 lineups just dropped. They're trying to get them in here by December, so that way people could actually have something to buy.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing like me, I am getting a new helmet for Christmas because I bought myself a helmet.
Which one are you getting?
ARFA 11 HJC.
I know you got the ARFA 11.
Yeah.
You get another one?
No. Well, I have an ARFA 11 right now, HJC. So I have that, and I've had it for like 5 years or 6 years. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It's been way too long. The helmet is... just beat. It's had enough use. So I basically saw another ARFA. I was at Pirate Ship.
Yeah.
And they had a specific one that I really liked. I put it on. I was like, man.
So you bought yourself a Christmas gift.
So I bought myself a Christmas gift. But in the end, my mom was like, I want to get you something. I was like, well, I just bought a helmet and I'm heading home right now. I was talking to her on the way home. And she was like, I'll get you that. I was like, okay, sounds good. So that's what she's going to get
me. So you get another helmet?
So I'm going to have two ARFA 11s, but this one's a brand new one. The other ARFA 11 is going to the girlfriend. That way she can have it.
So you get one of the special ARFA 11?
No, I mean,
you're going to get like one of the Marvel.
So I can't. It's not that I don't like them. If I could pick anything, it would probably be like a Venom or Anti-Venom or one of those.
Have you seen the Red Bull one?
You told me about that before. I looked at it, but I forget what it looks like now.
It's a limited edition one. It's one that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I just got a basic, it's like a kind of gray look, but I mean, I like it. You know, it matches my bikes. That's the whole reason that I want
that's it. Right there.
So let's see here. Let me throw the first on one. So basically everybody on YouTube can see. So we're going to look here. So which one are you talking about? This one?
The very first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that looks awesome. I don't know. I
don't know why I love it so much, but I love that helmet.
It looks amazing.
We actually sold out of all ours. We had sold out of them already. We only had it for like a week.
It looks really good, but the whole reason that I wouldn't get it personally is just because I feel like I've got to be a racer boy, and I'm not. So I feel like I get called out for posing every now and then. And
so hold on, posing? You pose as a different rider?
Well, like, I feel like to wear that kind of helmet, you've got to be kind of fast, and I'm not really that fast.
I think that it falls in the line of stunting. I feel like that helmet does.
Exactly. I mean, Red Bull has the stunt shows.
Yeah. I guess I'm no Aaron Colton, so I just don't want to take it away from him.
No Pastrana.
No Pastrana. I'm just, I don't think I'm cool enough. That's why I stay
that's
away.
Wrong.
That's why I stay away from the Venom. What are you talking about? In the last episode or this episode, whatever it was, you told me that I don't even look like I ride a bike.
I didn't think you rode a bike. But that's only because.
And I got three.
You look like. Exactly. Yeah. And you're about to get a Chief.
Maybe, yeah.
Really? Well, you really think it like you really?
Legitly, I'm thinking about getting a Chief. If anything, if it kind of works out the way I'm thinking, I think I'm just going to. Either slowly fall out of wheelies or whatever, and because, you know, over time you get
older. I would keep the Grom because it's nothing to maintain Grom. No. And you can definitely stunt and do all that fun stuff.
And I
off
road with the Grom so much. Like, I beat up on my Grom. So that's why I'm like, oh, well, it's kind of one of those things where, like, when would I ride it kind of thing.
Grom?
No. Well, the Grom and the Chief and everything. I'm trying to figure out which one to get rid of, and I don't want to get rid of anything. So it's kind of hard.
I have a theory
right now,
that
I ride Mazzy a lot.
You have it paid for?
Yeah.
You might as well just keep it.
So then I'll have four bikes. I've had five at one point.
What's your... I know you have the FZ.
FZ, Grom, and the other one's a 1973 XL250, which is my grandpa's.
Oh, well, you're not going to get rid of that one.
No,
so
it's too much sentimental value.
I would say the FZ would probably be the one. If I had to trade it, one's going to have the best trading value.
Yeah. Okay. Like, right now, I bought that FZ for dumb cheap, and I could sell it for more than I... Got it of the market. But I don't want to get rid of it because if I get rid of that, I have to put more money into the Chief. And right now I just enjoy wheelies so much. And I'm not going to wheelie a brand new Chief and mess it up.
But you have the Grom.
Yeah, true. True. You make a point. It's something to think about.
I mean,
I know you're trying to sell me, but I would love if you would look it back at Joe.
All right. So what else? Okay, so... You have the Gremlin Bells. We're saying right now, challenge yourself to come in.
Do we have socks?
Yeah, we do. We have
some Indian. Indian socks.
We have Indian socks.
So, I mean, if you do have to get socks, let's make them Indian socks. I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, I would want Indian socks if I was going to get socks. Hint, hint. No, I'm just kidding. I have plenty of socks.
I can't do it because, I didn't understand this. Why would Indian... give you dress socks that are, like, thin and lightweight? Why wouldn't they make, like, true riding socks that are, like, warm and moisture-wicking?
Probably because, I mean, if I'm a businessman, right, if I'm a business person and I'm out in the public setting, you know, I want to make sure everyone knows I ride without knowing I ride. And how is that? Wearing my business socks, because when I sit down, my Indian socks are going to show them. They're like, oh, wait, that guy rides.
Or maybe you want to ride to work, but you have to be in business attire, and you know they're going to get an Indian. I mean, it's pointless to talk about any other brands.
So you're saying that...
Okay. I think they should make both socks. I don't think they should make just...
So we're saying
socks,
that...
dress socks are okay.
The businessman that has the true passion, their spirit is actually in the ride.
Yep.
So therefore, to hold on to that spirit, they got the Indian dress socks.
Indian dress socks, and they're like, you know, I think in a business meeting you would stand out if you had Indian dress socks.
Okay, gives you that little boost of confidence
with
the toes up.
Yeah, I think that if they were picking for VP of the company, you would probably get picked because you have your Indian dress socks.
Who knows? If they're trying to get VP and the president rides, ooh, are those Indian socks?
Yep.
So, boom.
See?
So all comes down to the socks.
Yeah, probably you should go and run to the store and go get something.
I think it always comes down to underwear, but, you know.
Yep.
Nah, I wouldn't know. Anyways, now we beat that horse. So sweatshirts, flannels are always a good thing, especially for, I mean, just here and there.
Yeah, we also, at our store, I'm pretty sure any store near y'all, You can get gift certificates for your person.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Especially for parts and stuff, because like you said earlier, a great idea for parts-wise is have a picture of the husband's or friend's or whatever bike, and then go from there. But if you were too scared to even do that, you can just get a gift card and then they can
choose. I've actually had people call me from other states, buy gift cards for people, and we'll mail them to wherever we need to mail them. We'll have it waiting for at the store for whenever the person comes in as a gift. Whatever we need to do to make it more accessible for the people that live out of state, for people that live in state, we can make happen.
I really like gift cards.
Yeah.
Because if I get cash, great thing, but I'm not going to lie, it usually gets sucked up into some kind of bill, because that's the practical sense of having cash in my pocket.
Yep.
It's just going to go right. But if I have a gift card, I have to spend money on something I want or wouldn't buy for myself normally.
And then you constantly think like, oh, that person gave me that, which when you just give them money, it's like, oh, thank you very much. You do thank them. It's not, you know.
No, of course. You thank them.
But at the same time, in the end, you just, like you say, put it to bills. You put it towards food. You don't think about it.
And sometimes I've been very thankful to have cash.
Yeah.
Because I need the extra money to go towards bills. But at the same time, it's like, okay, if I get to take this money and put it towards a new exhaust, then you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little piece of them help me out. With that, so what else?
So I mean, definitely, you know, I think a good time would for presents for even for the woman getting her stuff that she needs to ride with you. I think that's a good time to kind of, you know, Christmas time's a good time for that.
Definitely better than a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, definitely better than a vacuum cleaner. I would, you know, I would get you, you know.
I mean, I think it's the way we say, hey, look, I love you. I want you to be part of my life and actually come on rides more.
Yep. I think, you know, as I, you know, I've been married for 15 years, you get, what do I get this person that can pretty much buy whatever they want to anyway during throughout the year?
They got your credit card.
Yeah. Through the Christmas, you know, what do I get this person for Christmas? Well, let's step out. Let's, you know, let's get them some riding stuff so they can start riding with you and spend more time with you.
So I think that's a very valid point. Do you believe in buying yourself presents?
I mean, technically, I kind of already buy myself the presents, but I mean, I think it's about the thought. So, I mean, you mean buy the presents and let them wrap them and you just open them again?
No, I think as in, like, I'm just going to buy this for myself. It's a present for myself. But instead of actually having, you're just going to have no less presents on the tree.
Nope. I believe in I like the Christmas spirit of don't. Really? I mean, I know there's going to be socks and underwear in there. But I don't know what color the socks or underwear are going to be.
So, what about you?
I'm pretty much the complete opposite way. All my family pretty much knows what I want to an extent, and they know I have enough clothes. They know I have enough socks, underwear, whatever. So they kind of give me an option where I'm like, okay, they kind of say, give me a list. Sometimes, you know, I give them the list, and then they go off that. I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know what I'm going to open. You know, but, and then sometimes I'll go up, buy a helmet for myself, and then it'll be kind of re-gifted in a way. So I know exactly what it's going to look like, but I know I'm going to want it.
See, I'm the exact opposite in a sense. I rather just focus on the kids, in a sense.
That's a big thing. Yeah.
Like I mean, I'm not saying that you guys don't. I know, trust me.
I've
seen you
kids.
Shop for bats. I've seen you shop for everything with your kids. Like, it's like,
Year we got William the fishing stuff, remember, for Christmas, and
fishing stuff for Christmas.
And
yeah, yes.
I spent like an hour in Dick's just to figure out which one's going to be the right one.
And the A2000.
Yeah, the glove. Yeah,
the glove. You were even at one point thinking, like, I wish I had more time. I wish I would have thought of this early. He was going to that big tournament down Florida. But in the same token, it's just,
I don't have any kids.
I know you don't have any kids.
You don't have any kids. Do you have a dog?
No, I want a dog.
You don't have it. What do you do with your time?
Girlfriend.
You must have a very clean house.
Yeah,
it must be no dogs or kids.
I'm OCD, so it's very clean.
That's crazy. So
you want a nice house, don't have dogs.
So you'll have plenty of time and plenty of money to just buy a bunch of stuff for your girlfriend, is what I'm hearing. This should be her best Christmas ever.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
You actually get better with these sound effects, okay? At the appropriate times, instead of just forcing it in there.
I keep throwing that because you keep throwing the evil on me. What the heck?
All right. Me and my wife.
Yep.
It's very much hey, you bought this for me for Christmas.
Oh.
And it's like, I'm 2 months early. It's like, okay, cool. One less present I have to get. You bought this. And it's just more or less the fact that, or we believe in the, hey, it's random gifts for random times. instead of like forcing like, hey, let's have this massive freaking blowout Christmas where like we go all in on one day of the year, it's just random points of the time of the year we'll just go in.
Oh, so you don't, so on Christmas Day you aren't opening like 15 gifts?
I don't want to. Gifts, I don't want gifts. To. I did that with my first wife, and
you don't do that for your kids or anything?
No, we do that for them to a point. Okay. Last year we actually did a lead up to Christmas because my kids were with their mom. For okay. Christmas, okay?
Okay.
So we actually just did like one present here, one present there. Yeah. We went and did an activity. It was like a whole like build up to like,
yeah.
So it was like more than this, like, wow, look at yeah. this. And it was more like, hey, something a little bit each day.
I remember back in the day when I was in school, my mom was like, I'm not, pretty much in a way, she was like, I'm not paying this money for all these different gifts. And she'd have like, let's say 15 gifts up under the tree. She would count back 15 days and be like, okay, every day you get to open right. up a gift. And it was so much fun because every day I had something new to play with or do whatever. And then in the end, she's like, good. He got to use it, and he didn't annoy me while he
Are
was on
sure
Christmas
that,
break.
I think you celebrated Hanukkah. I think that's what that was.
That's what I thought that was 12 days.
No, it was 8 days, isn't it?
I couldn't tell you.
Maybe it was Kwanzaa. I'm not that sure. All right.
Boom.
Do you say Merry Christmas or do you say Happy Holidays?
I say Merry Christmas. I go back to the...
I know what you do. You say Merry Christmas. Yeah. I say Merry Christmas. Just cause, and it's not no disrespect to anyone else. No. It's just that's my holiday. No. And yeah. someone said Happy Hanukkah or Happy... I'd be like...
Probably Happy Hanukkah back to you.
I'd be like,
and,
okay.
And that's one of the things like... For me, with social media and stuff, I have to go on there and type in, you know, what I want to type in, my caption, whatever I'm going to say. Or if I'm filming a video, I got to do whatever mm-hmm. I'm going to say for the video. And I
Bazillion
have to kind of make that.
Yeah.
I kind of have to make that decision. Okay, am I going to say Happy Holidays? Or am I going to say what I really think, which is Merry Christmas? I think the holiday thing is fine, but I never say Xmas. I think that's really, like, too far. Happy Holidays is great. I feel like Xmas is like, oh, dang, you find Merry Christmas offensive. How dare you?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's just people are lazy to write the whole word.
Oh, see, it's not a right. I've heard it said to me before.
Merry Xmas?
Yeah. It's freaking
I've
weird.
I've never heard that ever.
It's freaking weird. I've heard it. It's weird.
Merry Xmas.
No, neither have I. Yeah. To me, it's just,
I don't even know.
The holidays, I don't, Xmas, doesn't matter what holiday, I'd be happy to celebrate any holiday.
Well, but you're happy.
I know. It's just more or less, I mean, my wife's big on celebrating the solstice.
Oh, okay.
It's what's really
the,
weird.
What's the peak
winter,
of
the winter peak, solstice?
The peak of the sun.
It's the where the it's signs, at the lowest the stars, lowest point, the longest night. And in Alaska, when I was stationed in Alaska, it was a huge thing to celebrate this winter solstice.
Okay.
Like because gifts? It's so damn dark up there. Okay. You're like, yes, finally, we're done with the darkness. It's going to start getting, each day is going to get longer from this point on. Therefore, the solstice is actually huge.
Like it's finally over.
It's much. Finally the darkness can't get any darker. It's only going to start getting lighter.
How and long would it be dark during the day?
It depends on where you are in Alaska, but
where you were.
I was down in Anchorage, and I would come up about 10:30, and then it would start setting around 3.
That's about as what I thought. I guess
I used to think that it was just dark like during that 6 month period. Like
if you're up in Barrow or Nome or like. You know, it's just dark.
I figured it was like dark, like North Alaska. I
think it gets light though. I mean, during it's light, right, for a long time.
I remember going into a bar in July, okay, and it was light out.
What time?
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh wow!
Okay, it was light out, and then I remember coming out of the bar at like 3:30 in the morning, and it was still light out. But I had to look at the sun to see where it was coming up because if it was in the northeast, it means it was rising.
Oh.
If it was in the northwest, it was setting. So I had to see, like, okay, hold on, we rise or setting at this
Did
point.
Did you not have a watch or something?
Did you have a sundial? What were you doing?
No, I had a watch. Holy I just crap. Wanted to know if it was rising or setting, if it was morning or if it was night. I just wanted to know if we crossed that threshold.
You had to use your Indian heritage to be able to figure out what time
no,
of day it was.
No,
hey,
like
I see that. What you did there with Indian.
Oh, see? I didn't even know I did it.
That, oh, man. Billy, don't get mad at us. It wasn't me for once, okay? No, I just had to see if, like, I just want to know. It was just, hey, look, okay, it's 3:30 in the morning. I was coming out of a bar. I was probably drunk, okay?
Yeah, that's so, true.
I mean, let's just not say anything. But, yeah. No, it's just weird. But solstice is, we're in solstice. So my wife, she, since we met in Alaska, and she's a hippy dippy. So, therefore.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
Well, Yeah, she is.
Well, she celebrates the winter solstice. I celebrate the summer solstice because it's warm and I can ride all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, we celebrate the summer solstice. Oh.
Yeah, I ride all the time, but the problem is nobody else wants to ride like I want to ride. And I mean, I'm busy.
I like riding when it's cold.
I just layer up. Like
I layer up.
Yeah.
Do you have a condition where you don't want to ride?
I would say I would prefer. I'm fine with riding, but if it is really cold out and it's rainy or whatever, that's too. Like I'm not saying it's too much. Like I'll never go ride, but like it's just one of those things where it's uncomfortable.
There's been
because you get soaked to the bone and then it's cold. And it's
definitely have to agree with you. Yeah. I will ride when it's cold. Summer rain. I don't mind. I'll ride when it's wet.
I've ridden before. I have a picture on my phone with me taking my shirt off.
Yes, we talked about that. So that way you protected your...
Yeah,
your,
exactly.
What's it called?
I remember that this summer when Happy's like, hey, man, can I get a ride home? I'm like, nah, bro, you ride when it's raining. You're that guy. You're that dude. I'm going
to
say that.
Yeah, you've done that to me before, okay?
You're that guy.
You're the whole reason I don't ride as much in the cold and rain. But cold and rain, I would have to say, because I've done it. I've done it. I got the badge of honor. I've done the freaking stupidity, okay, trophies.
We've all had a little bit of stupid times.
The hail, I've done that. It's just nothing. There's no good that comes from cold, wet riding. There's no fun. Like you said, you're soaked to the bone. It just hurts.
Just ready to get home. It's just or wherever.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm stuck in it, I'm stuck in it. I'm going to finish it out.
Yeah.
But it's when you have to start in it.
That's kind of how I feel like when I go riding. If I'm already out and it's cold and then it starts raining, it is what it is. Let's get home.
I'm not going to pull over. I'm not going to be underneath the bridge.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's for 5 minutes. Sure.
Nah.
If it starts raining downpouring and I'm already soaked, I'll just keep going. But if it is downpouring and I'm I'm looking at the clouds, it looks like it's only going to last 5 minutes, I'll wait it out. But that's only when it's really cold.
If you had an Indian,
does it have the map where it can tell
yes,
me?
It does.
Okay, well, I don't have all that.
It does have the overlay.
It has the overlay.
The ride command system.
And I think it's naturally more acceptable if you have riding gear for weather on a cruiser than it is for a...
Oh, man, I just thought about that. I'm talking about getting a daggone Chief. I'm going to have to buy a daggone leather jacket or something.
You're going to have to have riding gear.
Oh, are you going off on some kind of stereotype here?
Oh... We won't get into all that just yet.
Are we doing a future plug of a future episode?
We do want to talk about it.
Want to talk about rider stereotypes.
We can talk about that next episode if you want.
Okay, we can talk about that.
It's up to you. Either next episode or the one after that, we could talk about stereotypes.
I definitely want to talk about rider stereotypes because I think there is a bunch of them out there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different types of riders as well.
There is. So, I mean,
we'll see.
I guess that's all. So many topics. What makes a true biker? We can even say, what makes a true biker? Do you have to ride in the cold to be a true biker?
No. I think at some point.
No.
I would never consider you a true biker.
I've rode in colder weather than you, sir.
Bullshit!
I think what would make you a true rider in cold weather is when you don't have to ride, you still ride.
Yeah.
And I have done that. I didn't drive a car. Why didn't I? But I'd rather hop on the bike.
Oh, man, that's a whole new episode. This is a whole other
episode. We'll get into that next time.
I want to know, true biker, if you have comments on what a true biker is.
We want to hear
it. I want to hear. Yeah. If you have comments, you have stereotypes about what a biker is, I want to hear those too.
We also want to hear in the next episode after we have a conversation with Joe and how he is. We want to have a conversation about, do you think Joe is a real biker?
I'm a real biker. Why would I mean? Look, I got tattoos. That makes me a real biker.
Oh, another stereotype. I don't know. Let's just see.
I have tattoos. I work at a motorcycle store, and I know how to shift gears. Okay, that makes me a real biker.
A beard.
If it's that simple,
I do have a beard.
I don't know. Let's see. Oh,
no, it's my mom.
Mom. Oh, the one that named you Boogie.
Yeah,
let's call mom. Let's talk to mom.
You want to talk to mom?
I want to talk to mom.
Okay, that's how we're going to. Oh, she hung up.
Oh, here she's back.
Okay, change her over.
Hey, mom.
Hey, you still here?
Hey, mom. You're on One Down, Five Up podcast. How are you doing?
I'm on the podcast right now.
Oh, okay.
She said, what's a podcast?
You know what I'm thankful for, mom? This is our Thanksgiving episode. You want to know what I'm thankful for?
I just call me when you're finished.
No, no, hold on, mom. This is Happy.
Hey, Happy.
How you doing? You want to know what I'm thankful for right now? Being this is our Thanksgiving episode, you calling your son Boogie Bear in front of me that one day a year and a half ago, okay? I have never let him forget it, and it has made my life better ever since then.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Oh, really?
I'm thankful for you in that conversation. Mom.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Now it's all over because it's on the broadcast, right?
Yeah, it's all over the world.
All over the world right now.
Coast to coast. All right, Mom. You just tell me you got home safe?
I'm on my way home now. I'm just leaving the chicken coop.
All right, cool. Well, I'm glad. I love you.
Well, I'll call you later.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you, Book.
Love you, Boog.
Bye. Bye. I love you.
I love you.
I just want to say, whenever you said, bye, Mom, love you, you said it so loud so she could hear you, and somebody walking out of the store, some random person just said, bye, I love you.
I
know.
I guess her name's Mom, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. That's
all right.
Hey, we were talking about customer service in the last episode.
Yeah.
Boom. Service.
That's top notch.
Top notch. You just got to be able to get random people. Yeah. Love. I mean, hey, all you need is love, right?
Yeah.
From the Beatles.
Oh, don't.
All right. This is closes out another episode of One Down, Five Up. I'm Happy. Happy Thanksgiving.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is Joe, a.k.a. Boogie.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
All right. Bye.
There you go.